What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to Identify You. I am Shakira, your hostess with the mostest, and y'all already know if you've been here for a while, but if you're new over here, we are identifying who we are and whose we are in Christ Jesus. Okay, right now we are in a series. We're doing an Identify Her challenge, and today I'm bringing you day four, part four, however you want to say it. And today's message is going to be titled Handpicked. Yes, get ready because you are handpicked. Okay, so today's reading of the word is going to come from 1 Peter 2:9, and I'm going to go ahead and read it to you. So it reads, "But you are a chosen race, royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his possession, so that you may proclaim the praises of the one who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Thank you, Jesus. So good. So good. So, of course, I have 3 points for y'all. The first thing I want to talk about today is chosen royal priesthood. Okay. That sounds real like kingdom-ish, right? Kingdom builder. Y'all see my shirt. That is you. You are chosen. You are royal priesthood. But I want you to know that it is not because of your works or your accolades, okay? It has nothing to do with anything that you feel like you have done or achieved, okay? It is simply because our value comes from being God's children. In the Old Testament, people didn't approach God directly, but now that Jesus Christ died and rose again, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We can come directly to God without fear and are given a responsibility to bring others as well. We are reconciling God and people. That is God's greatest desire for us. He handpicked us because he wants to be reconciled to us. So today's song on our playlist is Strawberry Worship, and you can catch the playlist in our broadcast channel. So head over to Life is So Sincere to get the link there. But point number two that I want to talk about today is called out of darkness to be the light. And I talked about this before, and I'm going to always talk about this because, baby, you have been handpicked. We are called up out of that dark place. God grabbed you, snatched you, moved you, whatever he needed to do to get you out of that dark place. He called you for a reason, and that is to represent God to others. Do you hear me? We are reconciling God with people. That is the greatest mission. That is the greatest purpose. Last episode, we talked about created on purpose for purpose. That is our purpose, to be reconciled back to God and to help others be reconciled back to God. That's so good. So it's important that we never miss an opportunity to share our testimony. You know, a lot of times you don't go through things. Most of the time, you don't go through things for yourself. You go through things for the people that you're going to help, that you're going to bring up, that you're going to encourage, that you're going to empower. So we should never miss an opportunity to share our testimony. For me, I used to get tired of like kind of sharing my testimony in a way. Like I used to be like, dang, like I wonder, do I say this too much? Like I always say this. Like I used to have those thoughts, and I used to tell God, like, I'm always talking about when I got hit by a car, like, why am I always doing that? And then he had to remind me, like, girl, to give me praise, honor, and glory. Because had it not been for the good Lord, I would be dead and gone. So that is my testimony. And yes, I'm 31 years old now, but I still talk about it to this day. And I remember it so vividly and how God literally saved my life. Ooh. It gives me chills because I'm never going to stop talking about it. You understand? So that's how you should feel about the things that you've gone through and the things that's happened to you. You know, some stuff I've been through that I used to be ashamed of, like coming from a single mom who was a teen mom. Like I used to be ashamed of that. And I talked about it in my docuseries, but now I recognize that there's nothing to be ashamed of. That is a part of my story. And I have to share that with others because that's a part of my testimony. I am a product of a single teen mom. And look at what God is doing. That is to give God the glory. That is to encourage other women who may be single moms or maybe teen moms or maybe came from a single teen mom. We are to share our testimony every opportunity we get. Stop thinking that people going to get tired of hearing about it. If they do, that's okay. That ain't the people that you're supposed to be sharing it with. But you're not going to stop sharing because we have to give praise for what God has done for us in our lives. And this could potentially lead sinners to salvation or encourage saints in their faith. Because let's be honest, we all need encouragement. Rather you're sinning daily, rather you're sinning every once in a while. We're all sinners, right? But we want to help people who have not received their salvation know and encourage them that I was either once you or I've been through that. So when you come in passing and divine alignment with people and y'all feel like, wow, our stories are kind of similar, that is an opportunity for you to share your testimony. Share it. Don't get tired, y'all. I had a season in my life where I was really quiet and I was like, I'm not talking no more. Like, God, I'm not sharing nothing no more. Like, I was so hurt. I was so sad. I had so many emotions, y'all. I was a lot of things. But I told God, I said, I'm not talking. And he said, the devil is a liar. Shakira, speak. Literally, I remember when God told me that. And I was like, roll my eyes, y'all. This is a real relationship with God. It ain't always like, oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus, so much. You're the most amazing God. Like, no, sometimes he be talking to me on my neck, telling me stuff I don't want to hear. And I'm like, okay. I roll my eyes. I'm like, I'm not talking no more. Like, people, I was so caught up in like how people were treating me, what people were saying, what people were doing that I felt like I didn't deserve. And God is like, none of it matters. You're my daughter. I handpicked you. I gave you that voice. Y'all, I also battled, but sometimes it tries to creep in, but I know how to address it. When I was younger, I never got in trouble. I was never a problematic child, never, you know, got phone calls home, nothing like that. I was a really good student. And the only time that I got in trouble was on my report card or progress report, whatever it was, it said needs improvement for talks too much in class. Y'all, that little girl in me is still, like I said, tries to creep up sometime and make me feel like, well, girl, you talking too much. And that's why in that season, I was like, well, Lord, I talk too much. I just need to be quiet. And God was like, no, I gave you that voice. I handpicked you. I gave you that mouth. You're my mouthpiece. You will open up and you will continue to talk. And I had to heal that little girl inside. And I had to also realize, like, it's a time and place to talk. It's a time and place for everything. So just know that when you are called out of the darkness, it is to be the light. It is to utilize those gifts. We talked about it on the last episode, utilizing those gifts that God deposited in you. And then the last thing I want to get into, point number three, is don't be prideful. Okay. Yes, we are handpicked, but that does not give us a prideful spirit, a prideful attitude. That does not give us the right to be like, well, I'm this, I'm that. And, you know, boosting yourself up, putting yourself on the throne. That's not what being handpicked means. We weren't chosen because we're worthy. We are far from it. And Deuteronomy 7:6-8, Moses tells the Hebrews that they are God's chosen people. And he says, the Lord did not set his heart on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other nations, for you were the smallest of all other nations. Rather, it was simply that the Lord loves you. There is nothing great about any of us that can draw God to us. God sets his love upon each and every one of us simply because the goodness of his heart. We didn't do anything to deserve his love. We can't do anything to deserve his love. As I talked about in the last episode, Grace is a gift. Salvation is a gift. It's a gift from God because of his heart, because he loves you, because he handpicked you. So don't ever get too prideful or arrogant and begin to think that, like, oh, it's because I did this or that me mentality. I talked about that before. We live in this type of world, especially in the Western. Like, that's how the culture is, like, all about self-righteous attitude. And it's like, no. We were not handpicked because we're worthy. Maybe I'm the furthest thing from worthy. I don't deserve the love and grace and mercy that God gives me. But he does, because of his heart for me, because he loves me, because he cares, because he handpicked me. He snatched me up out the darkness, okay? Y'all, this is serious. It's so serious that we gotta stop taking God's free gifts for granted. So I pray that you receive something that I said today. I don't know which point it was, what resonated, but I pray that you got what you needed and that you will reflect on it and ask God to search your heart and help you in whatever area that he needs to. Okay. Now let's get into our Dear You, because y'all know. Y'all already know. Grab your journals. You should have your journals for when we're doing our journal prompts, when you write your Dear You letters, your letters to God. Like, you need your journal, sis. Okay, so let's go. Okay, Dear You, you are chosen, royal, and holy, handpicked by the divine to proclaim his glory. Embrace your noble calling with humility and reverence. Let your life resonate with the melodies of praise, echoing the beauty of God's grace to all who encounter you with honor and gratitude. Me. That's our Dear You letter. And I'm just so grateful. And I will continue to embrace that God chose me, that he handpicked me. And I will continue to embrace who I am, even the flaws. And I encourage you to do the same. Identify you, identify her. I am chosen, royal, and holy, called to declare the praises of God. Affirm yourself, girl. So good. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't he so good? Like, let's just take a moment to acknowledge how good he's been. He's been better than good. Man, when I sit back and reflect, and that's what the attitude of gratitude and a posture of gratefulness is. Like, when you sit back and think about your life, when I sit back and reflect over who I was and the things I've done and the things I'm most ashamed of, I know I don't deserve God's love. I know I'm not worthy. But because of his heart, he handpicked me. He chose me. So I have to walk fully in that, knowing who I am and whose I am. And I encourage you to do the same, sis. If you are not a part of our Identify Her challenge, I encourage you right now to go to Instagram and go to @lifeissosincere. And there's a broadcast channel. It's in my bio at the top. You can click on the channel and you can join the channel. Every single day, I'm putting affirmations in there, the journal prompts in there to just help us to get our minds flowing, to get us thinking, to get us reflecting. We have Bible verse every single day that we are reading so that you can spend time with God. So come, sis, there is room for you in the room. Okay, come on, get in there and bring a sis too. Okay. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. I hope that this message gave you something to rather reflect about or something that encouraged you. And I pray that if it did, you will share it with someone. All right. And if you're not on YouTube, head to YouTube at I Am Shakira TV. Okay. And subscribe to the channel. Like I told you guys on the last episode, we are on a journey. We have a goal this month to hit 500 women. We want to touch 500 women in our community, in our space, Faith Slayers. Like, let's get it. Let's go. So share, subscribe over there, and follow me on social media. I Am Shakira TV. I love you guys so much, and I'm so grateful that you invited me into this space today, and I pray that you will go and you will walk like you are a handpicked baby, because as always, we walk by faith and slay, plus pray each and every day, because God, He will make way. I love you guys so much, and I'll see you in the next video.